Tasting Room Radio, April 2, 2022. It's a prime spot in the calendar year because, first of all, we have winter behind us, spring in front of us, the summer, the fall, the whole year is in front of us. Secondly, the releases that have been laying in wait over the course of the winter are ready for you now, ready for presentation. Basically, over the next number of weeks, we'll be talking about new releases, frankly, because everybody has something to consider. I got a press release, came a couple of days ago, that said that Daryl Brooker is the new chief executive officer at Okanagan Crush Pad. We know Daryl Brooker from his winemaking and then running the vast resources at Mission Hill. He left the wine business a year and a half ago. It appears the lure of being in the wine business has the better of him, and he's going to tell the whole story, as is Christine Coletta. So it's a great hookup. Oh, it's great for Okanagan Crush Pad, because they're getting bigger and better, and they need someone like Daryl Brooker to take care of the business end. I mean, it is a great success story, Okanagan Crush Pad. So that's the first two segments of the show. And Christine Coletta, not to miss an opportunity, has brought along three wines for you to consider. Haywire Gamay Rosé, 2019, aged in bottle. A 2019 Freeform Vingris, unfiltered, from Garnet Valley Ranch. Even though it says Vingris, it's classic Pinot Noir. And 2020 Narrative, two Pinots, Pinot Gris and Pinot Blanc, together. Beautiful, rich texture. Christine Coletta and Daryl Brooker, teammates. And then, just up the road from Summerland, Jeff Hundredmark in West Kelowna. He's the chief winemaker for Mont Boucherie, Rust Wine Co., and Modest Wines. And Modest Wines came from the Modest Butcher Kitchen on the property. Mont Boucherie and everything around it, they make a lot of wine. They grow a lot of grapes, make a lot of wine. They have over 300 acres in the Okanagan Valley because they were landowners and growers first. They have varietals in hand that you just don't see anywhere else. We're going to be talking about the whites that have come out from Modest Wine. The Elder Vicar, a noble blend of Riesling, Gewurztraminer, Muscat, and Pinot Gris. Le Grave Robber, a blend of Sav Sem. Eye of the Partridge, Pinot Noir Rosé. Steen Down So Long, a Chenin Blanc, much like Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. A 2020, By Jove, a Sangiovese, one of just a handful of Sangioveses grown in Canada. And the great 2020 Crimson Crusader, their Carmenere, Black Sage Bench, pepper, herbs, spices. These guys at Modest Wines, they like to mess around with the spirit of experimentation, risk-taking, and they also like to pay homage to classic regions of the wine world, Tavel, Provence, Cape Good Hope. So, Jeff Hundredmark in the third and fourth segment of this edition of Tasting Room Radio. Do enjoy. Cheers. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Here's some info you can use if you're planning to visit our friends at Unsworth. The Tasting Room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the wonderful Unsworth restaurant is open Wednesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. Usually I'm by myself here in the room, but there's people staring at me now because it's a Zoom call. And on the Zoom-a-thon, I have from Okanagan Crush Pad, the co-founder, the leader, Christine Coletta. They call her CC. I think it means concrete. and the new CEO, Daryl Brooker. Daryl, you were described in the press release as seasoned.
Oh, seasoned. Yeah, thank you. It's like the first time I've been described as seasoned.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, the last time I asked you how long you'd been in the wine business, you said 22 years, and that was at the Science of Wine in 2019. So you're almost 25 years in the business.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Did you miss the business? You were away for a bit.
I was away for just on 12 months, and I missed a lot, more than I thought I would. Yeah.
How different was the cannabis business to the wine business?
Very different. Nowhere near as much fun. there's something magical about wine, which drew me back.
Christine, before we're going to talk about your wines and everything in just a second, but this is the business of wine and Okanagan Crush Pad. We were there on the Naramata bench when your first sample showed up in the test tubes. In was that 2007, 2008?
That would have been 2010.
10, okay.
2010, and we actually sent samples out in little test tubes because our production was so tiny. And the other trick we did was to put all the wine into 6-bottle cases so we could spread it out.
That's right.
We don't have that problem anymore.
How much has Okanagan Crush Pad grown in those years?
Oh, my goodness, significantly. I mean, I think the real, you know, the first real harvest we did in this building, we did 6,000 cases. Yep. In this coming year, we're set to do 32,000 cases.
32,000?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to qualify for Top Drop anymore.
I guess not.
You're not supposed to be successful, right?
We'll squeeze in this year with the Freeform brand.
Sure.
And then we'll take it from there.
You came to a decision to either consider selling or maybe a plan B, and you went with the plan B, which was Daryl. Tell me about your thinking, you and Steve.
Yes. Well, we don't have family that is interested in taking the winery over. Mm-hmm. And the grandkids range in age from 18 till 6. So I think they're a long way off from playing an active role. And we also feel that we have so much more work to do and to prove out. And we still very much enjoy the excitement of the industry and are super passionate about what we have started at Garnet Valley. Mm. We want to see that through. But we know that we need some more horsepower to come in and help us do that. And Steve and I need to be able to be in a position that we can relax a little bit and enjoy life a tad, which I think by our standards will be a 60-hour work week instead of an 80-hour work week.
Okay. I don't know how you slow down your internal motor because you're kind of set your speed at 75 or 80 or whatever it is. You're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did, but and we really, you know, we're not the retiring type. We don't have any hobbies or interests, but you know, we need to be able to give ourselves some wiggle room and take a little bit of time out. And also, you know, we need some expertise to bring us up to the next level. And as Daryl and I were talking today, I've planted the Switchback Vineyard, but that's where my vineyard experience starts and stops. Sure. And so our director of viticulture, Duncan Billing, our chief winemaker, Matt Dumain. I mean, they're really leaning on thin reeds when they're looking at Steve and I to provide advice and support. So Daryl can fill that role and give them an opportunity to be part of a really sort of dynamic team.
What was your pitch?
To Daryl? I coyly asked him, I said, hey, we're thinking of hiring a CEO. Do you know of anyone? Yeah, and I think it sort of progressed from there.
I guess the timing was right for you then, Daryl.
Yeah, the timing was right. I was really, you know, really thinking about wine, and I missed wine a lot. I probably should have known that I would. And but for me, it wasn't about just getting back into wine. It was about the right fit. And, you know, I've known Chris and Steve and Matt actually for a long time now and respected what they've been doing and what they've achieved here. So, you know, for me, it had to tick some boxes. It had to be the right size, had to be a growing business. Organic was really, really high on the list for me. And I had no interest in going back to a non-sustainable or non-organic producing business. So, and this just seemed to tick all those boxes.
This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan, the new CEO of Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, and the co-founder of Okanagan Crush Pad, Christine Coletta. You made the comment, Daryl, that you liked what they were doing, what they believed in.
Yeah.
Was it one particular thing or just their commitment to their future?
No, more than one thing. Like, I like businesses that push the boundaries and, you know, let's go all the way back to concrete and, where that, you know, putting that in what, 2010, 2011, you know, but continue to push those boundaries. I love businesses that move really fast. And I knew that they move fast. I've been here 3 days and they move really fast. So, you know, seeing the way Chris and Steve work together and balance their expertise and, but really, and then Garnet Valley was a big one for me. You know, the essence of any wine business is their vineyards. And, you know, I was lucky enough to go to Garnet Valley when Pedro Parra was out there, and I think it was probably 2013 or 14. And, you know, and looking in the soil pits, et cetera, and I loved the site right from there. So that was another big attraction. But really it's pushing the boundaries. Terry, you know, we're still a young region and there's still so much to do, and I felt Okanagan Crush Pad and Chris and Steve have always pushed those boundaries.
How big do they want to get? Are you there now, or do you want to keep going?
I don't know if it's a matter of getting bigger. If I think it's a matter for me of getting better at what we do, and elevating the quality of wines.
Sure.
And the more we can utilize our own fruit that we grow and manage and control, and it's organic certified. Yeah. The better the quality wine, the less intervention in the cellar. And for me, it's really about an elevation of all aspects of our business. So what we do right now, of doing it all better.
This is Tasting Room Radio, and Terry David Mulligan, the new CEO of Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, and the co-founder of Okanagan Crush Pad, Christine Coletta. Okay, then what's your place in the world of wine these days? I mean, what do you get? I know for a fact that you listen to fan voices, written, whether spoken or whatever, but what people feed back to you, beyond platitudes or any criticism you have, you're aware of market. Where's your place in the market today?
I think our place in the market is we're still sort of categorized as a small winery in the Okanagan. I don't think a lot of our competitors really know what we do here. And, you know, I think they, I still think that they peg us as a custom crush facility, even though we're not doing custom crush anymore. So I think there's an evolution that's going to occur over this next year. As you know, we're closed. We're closed for renovation. There's going to be a big addition put onto the tasting room, which you've been there. It's minuscule. It was never intended for the public, and we made it work. Yeah. So that's going to get renovated. And then we're putting in a large facility at the back of the property so that we can have our own sparkling wine warehouse and aging facility. And we do our own processing out there as well. So that's all going to happen. And with all of that, there will be a sort of a repositioning of Okanagan Crush Pad as we know it. And I think it'll signal to people that, you know, we've made a significant change in our direction.
And how involved will you be?
Me? I plan to be involved. On the long run, I plan to be involved in new projects and new initiatives. We have several exciting plans for Garnet Valley. And somebody has to sort of jump in there and sort of spearhead them to make sure they continue on. Some of the projects that we have involve partners. We have been shortlisted for a food hub to be built at Garnet Valley. And so I'll probably pop in and work on that with that group.
Daryl, you've been in this place before where you've signed on for somebody with a very strong vision. The winery not named in the press release, and so they have a vision.
Yep.
Do you have to buy into it? Can you adjust? Can you your suggestions, are they welcome?
Yeah, definitely welcome. And I think the buying into it was not hard. That was part of our initial discussion. And you know, I mentioned at the start a growing business. Being big is not the end goal. I'm 100% with Chris on that. It's been great. It's the end goal. But you know, we do need to expand a little bit, and we do need to get a little bit bigger as the property has over the time. So, but yeah, I can definitely buy into the vision, but I think it'll quickly become a joint vision. And, you know, I've seen already how collaborative the business is, and that, you know, I didn't come here for ego. I don't need to be in charge and make all the decisions. I just want to be part of something special.
Yeah. You know? And it's a good fit. And by the way, the Okanagan and the BC wine industry is instantly better because you're back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. Am I right?
Thank you.
Yes, we believe that. And we've had a lot of emails and phone calls from people who are saying, thank you for bringing him back.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here because we have some wines to talk about. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan, the new CEO of Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, and the founder, co-founder, along with Steve Lorney of Okanagan Crush Pad, and everything that happened from that title out, Christine Coletta. We'll be right back. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Here's some info you can use if you're planning to visit our friends at Unsworth. The tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the wonderful Unsworth restaurant is open Wednesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Kelowna home. They are The Hatch, Black Sweat Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59, Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and now open, The Hatching Post, the only brewery and smokery parlor on the West. Just got word that Proper Man will be playing in and around The Hatch Complex. Don't miss these guys. You can find all the details at jpcfanclub.com. This is Tasting Room Radio. Terry David Mulligan. You can find the details for this interview and this show on mulliganstew.ca. Two friends, Christine Coletta, Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, now of Okanagan Crush Pad, the CEO. You may have to be the holder of the bottles. Somebody has to be the presenter here. Right.
Exactly. I'm only 2.5 days in, so I can be the presenter. I can hold the bottles. Yeah.
Chris can speak. When we booked this, I asked, look at that. That is such a beautiful thing. Oh, I love that. When I knew I was going to talk to you, I said, so what are you releasing? What do you want to talk about? And I instantly got back Haywire Gamay Rosé, Freeform Vingrie, and a Narrative Two Pinots. Let's take them one at a time. And I welcome with open arms the Gamay Rosé because I believe the Gamay, as much as I love my Pinot, you're the guys that convinced me that Gamay was the way to go with Rosé, for me anyway.
Yes, we love it. We've been making a Gamay Rosé since 2010. And typically what happens to those wines is that they come in and they're a whole bunch pressed into concrete and stainless steel. And of course, we use native yeast. We don't use commercial yeast in our cellar. And then Matt likes to babysit the wines for quite a while. And he leaves them on lees for an extended period of time, constantly sort of stirring them in and monitoring. And then he gives it a quick filtering with our state-of-the-art filter, a Microflex, which is awesome. It's so gentle on the wines. And then bottles them usually in late spring.
Did I read somewhere that it's dry, they're dry pressed?
Yes, whole press. Then he was, they ferment them dry. I think that's the reference to dry.
You know what kills me about this is that there are times when a bottle of Gamay Rosé will disappear in 10 to 12 minutes if you have enough people around the table.
Yeah.
All that went into that bottle of wine.
Yes.
I think people may just take it for granted, this rosé. It's not. Rosé is getting better and better and better. Take your time with your pairings. Make sure that it's the right temperature. All of those things. Just enjoy it, Daryl.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I love Gamay as a variety. And I think it's a stunning rosé varietal as well. It's as versatile as Pinot Noir for sure. And I mean, you take Gunnett Valley Ranch here and we've got Pinot Noir and Gamay Noir planted side by side, you know. So it's important to give Gamay what it's due. And the rosé is the same. This is a serious rosé. This isn't a drinking 12-minute rosé.
Well, it was 12 minutes in the car, you know.
Right. And Terry, you'll notice that we presented you with the 2019 vintage. And I think that is also part of our philosophy, is across the board, you're going to see older vintages from Okanagan Crush Pad. Our strategy is to bottle the wine and let it sit for a year in bottle.
What's gained?
What's gained is a better integration We don't rush the wines through the fermentation process because we're using native yeast. So we give it a lot more time in tank, a lot more lees contact. And then when we bottle it, we want it to settle down in the bottle and integrate and really, you know, be a complete wine. You know, this is not a fresh January bottled rosé.
This is seasoned.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
This is Tasting Room Radio, and Terry David Mulligan, the new CEO of Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, and the co-founder of Okanagan Crush Pad, Christine Coletta. By the way, speaking of setting bottles aside, you once told me that you were setting aside 500 cases of bub.
Yes, we did that to begin with.
Do you still do that?
Yes, and so we have a vintage bub that we're releasing, and we are just finishing up on the 2013, and we're going to be rolling into the 2014. We leave it down for several years.
Do you not have an accounting department that says we have bills to pay?
Yeah, we ignore them.
We hired them specifically so we could ignore them.
They're in a closet somewhere.
So the Haywire Gamay Rosé, 80% concrete, 20% stainless steel, fermented dry, pressed to concrete. It's fantastic. To vineyard, Daryl. Did you plant more Gamay in the Garnet Valley?
We sure did.
Wow.
We sure did. We love Gamay, and I think it's interesting because I'm hearing from the trade that everyone's sort of getting excited about Gamay from the Okanagan.
Yeah.
The price point of the 2019...
The $24.90.
Could I see that bottle shot again, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a game show. Look at that. Oh,
look at that. God. Daryl's my Vanna White.
That's fantastic, Vanna. Fantastic. Daryl Brooker, Christine Coletta, Okanagan Crush Pad. Now, Freeform Vin Gris. Again, 2019?
Yes. Hmm. 2019. There you go.
Yes.
So Freeform. The name is confusing to people because it is 100% Pinot Noir. Traditionally, it's called Vin Gris, which is where we took the name. But a lot of people confuse it with Pinot Gris, which it is not. And it's a fantastic wine. I personally love this. And if I'm going to buy and consume something from Okanagan Crush Pad, this is my current go-to wine. So I'm responsible for putting a fair dent into the inventory.
Did I see a note that it was unfiltered?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So again, this it's Pinot Noir from Garnet Valley Ranch, whole bunch pressed into small concrete eggs, fermented again with the native yeast, and went through full malolactic fermentation and bottled unfiltered. But Matt does a very, very good job of sort of racking the wine and clarifying it. Without filtering, so it doesn't have a lot of sediment, and you know, it's really beautiful and clear. And the interesting thing about this is also that the label is made out of stone. Basically, it's a ground up stone that makes the paper.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Saving trees, less water.
Daryl Brooker, let's talk about what's planted in Garnet Valley.
Nice range there. There's obviously Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, more Chardonnay going in this year, which is very exciting, and another 10 acres of Clone 96. There's Riesling, and there's Gamay Noir as well. Yeah. Did I miss anything?
Chenin Blanc.
Oh, Chenin Blanc. Yes. Yeah.
Little Pinot Meunier.
Pinot Meunier. Yeah. Yes.
Tiny bit that's going to go into the bubble program.
Now, there's 320 acres up there, but how much have you planted?
We're closing in on about 60 after we plant what we have this year.
Because you intend to leave it as a range as well, right? Do you intend to leave it as a range, like the rangeland?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. We have wildlife corridors. We have a pond. We have 8 acres of organic vegetables. We have a lavender farm now. And the new acres, when we're really planted out on the one side, we have to swing over to another territory.
Yeah.
And there's about another 30 acres there that we can plant in the future. So that'll be our next target, will be that 30 acres.
So what's the percentage in that Vin Gris?
It's 100% Pinot Noir. Yeah.
Totally?
Yes.
Nothing else? Nothing else?
Nothing else in there.
What did I have down there?
No, all whole bunch pressed. Beautiful color. It's just slightly, you know, slightly pinkish or a slight color hue to it. But full malolactic, which really, you know, rounds the wine out and allows it to be bottled unfiltered.
Texture?
Yes.
Tons of texture. It's Matt Dumaine's middle name. It's texture. I don't know how his mother was so insightful, but
what's the price point on that texture?
$29.99 for
And how many cases?
We make about 500 a year.
Okay. This is Tasting Room Radio, and Terry David Mulligan, the new CEO of Okanagan Crush Pad, Daryl Brooker, and the co-founder of Okanagan Crush Pad, Christine Coletta. How much did it change in the bottle?
Oh, significantly. Yeah. It really rounds out as the year progresses. But we've released the 2019 about 4 months ago.
Okay. And finally, the 2020 narrative, two Pinots. What's the storyline here?
As you know, there's a lot of Pinot Blanc planted in the Okanagan.
Could you give the bottle to Daryl, please? Thank you.
Okay.
much better.
Yeah.
He's got a longer reach than I do. So there's a lot of Pinot Blanc planted in the Okanagan.
Yeah.
And we've come to discover that people don't necessarily understand Pinot Blanc. They understand Pinot Gris. And when we have a standalone varietal Pinot Blanc, it's a challenge. We think it's a fabulous variety. We love our Pinot Blanc, but the mainstream consumer doesn't quite understand where Pinot Blanc fits in. We blended Pinot Blanc and Pinot Gris to come up with two Pinots.
What's the percentages?
The percentages are changing year by year, but this one is pretty well 50-50.
Pinot Gris from the north and your Pinot Blanc from the south?
Yes.
That works.
Yeah.
It's a delicious wine. Again, concrete fermented native yeast. And again, the word texture is going to come up but it's very fresh, but it's also got a nice elegance to it and a vitality to it. It's exclusively at Cactus Club Restaurant and Legacy Liquor Store right now.
Does a two Pinots want to cellar a bit for a year? What do you think?
Yeah, we're on the 2020 right now. We sort of hustled it along because the Cactus Club had a burning desire. But yeah, it's something that you can probably revisit in 2 or 3 years, and it'll really be lovely. We're doing, over the next few days with Daryl, we're going to be doing library tastings, and I've had the opportunity to go back and try some of our 09s and 10s, and it's pretty interesting how well the wines stand up over time.
Okay. Anybody want to help me with pairings for this two Pinots?
Oh my goodness. pasta dishes, chicken, creamy cheeses. There's a lot of items on the Cactus Club menu that this goes really well with. The tuna poke bowl for one. And I had it recently with the lettuce wraps at Cactus Club, which I absolutely love. And it pairs really well with that, too.
Did you tell Sebastian Ilgoff?
I did. Sebastian actually brought the dishes to our table. He is a wonderful host, as you know.
Yes, the great Ilgoff. The narrative is 13%. The freeform Van Gris is 12.6, for those of you watching such things. The Haywire Gamay Rosé is 13.5%. So is this the start of a release year? Where are we going from here? What's next?
Oh gosh, another rosé from Narrative. We'll have some new bubbles coming out into the marketplace, all sorts of goodies.
Daryl, you got a secret project that you want to sneak in under the wire, something you want to do? Something
you've it's too early for a new project. I'm catching up on the existing projects, but yes. I mean, as Chris said, you know, there is the hospitality front, you know, the tasting room side is all being built out this year, and then the warehouse at the back. But I'm probably most excited about what we're doing up at Garnet Valley Ranch, and the new Chardonnay blocks going in there. In my discussions with Chris, Chris was generous enough to give me some wines, and I tried a 2020 Chardonnay from Garnet Valley that just absolutely blew my mind. I couldn't believe that it was 100% concrete, and the wine was beautiful. I didn't think about oak or whether it did or didn't need oak, because the wine had everything I was looking for in a Chardonnay. So that really excited me, seeing what, you know, now that the vines have been in the ground, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, I think, from the first planting. So, very exciting. And that's going to be a big focus for me, is learning the vineyards and learning the wines.
Here's what's exciting, Christine Coletta. You two are working together. the combined force of you and Steve and Matt Demain and the crew and your new CEO, it's bingo is what it is. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Thank you. And I did say to Daryl yesterday, I said, if there's a better mousetrap, if there's a better way of doing what we're doing, I mean, again, no ego involved in any of the back history on what we've done or created to date. The plan is just to you know, really drive quality. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're all about.
You going to raise any funds for anything along the way? Have you talked about that? Do you think you might? Just
raising funds?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, you get approached all the time. If you could, you know, do a dollar a bottle for such and such. Do you have people approaching you saying, can we raise funds through your wines?
We really focus our efforts to Pacific Assistance Dogs Society, which you know I'm passionate about. I actually am on that board of directors. And then also the BC Hospitality Foundation has been a long standing love of mine. I've just finished my time on that board. And also we work with the Ovarian Cancer Canada. So those are the three charities that we've chosen.
Okay.
And we actually really want to make an imprint and a difference working with those charities as opposed to spreading ourselves too thin.
Sure. Well, Daryl, last word to you.
Well, thank you for the time. Could be happier to be back in wine and to be at OCP. Right now it's about enjoying the wines, getting ready for summer and learning the wines.
Thank you both. I can't wait to walk in. Even if it's closed, I'm still walking in.
Oh, yeah.
You are more than welcome. I'll give you the code to the gate. And you can just sashay up.
I'm going to bring Josie, the wonder dog. She's
perfect.
She's a very young 13 and wants to get back to the Okanagan, just wants and get some burrs in her hair.
Yes.
Thank you for this. Congratulations, Okanagan Crush Pad. Christine Coletta, Daryl Brooker. A story we will follow monthly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful to see you.
The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Cullen a home. They are The Hatch, Black Sweat Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59 Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and now open, The Hatching Post, the only brewery and smokery parlor on the West. Just got word that Proper Man will be playing in and around The Hatch Complex. Don't miss these guys. You can find all the details at jpcfanclub.com. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Just a word about Michaela Morris's writing in Decanter Magazine. She called British Columbia's Syrah Canada's rising star and included her top 15 BC Syrah wines to try, including Moon Cursor Syrah 2019 at 90 points. Mooncursor are delighted to let you know that the tasting room reopens April the 20th. Details at mooncursor.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. It's so good to have friends who show up. Jeff Hundertmark and I met actually in Ontario whilst he was making wines there in Niagara. And I've said this before, but we did have a discussion, Jeff, about the Okanagan. You asked me, actually, you leaned in and said, how's it going there? How's the Okanagan? Anything, what's interesting? And I'm thrilled to report that Jeff decided to pull up stakes along with his beloved and head to the Okanagan and worked his way through a variety of positions to where he is now. He is a sommelier and the winemaker at Mount Boucherie, Rust Wine Co., and Modest Wines. Did I get that right so far?
You got it. You got it pretty good.
I'm pleased to say that, first of all, not only is this a two-parter, it's the first of a two-parter because we'll be back to talk about the Mount Boucherie releases this spring. But this time, we're going to really zero in on the wines of Modest Wine Company. And it started with, as I understand, the Modest Butcher Kitchen at Mount Boucherie. The kitchen was being built and the food was being prepared and planned, but what wine to serve? And why not just do something different with the wine program? How did it get started?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's really kind of how it all began, Terry. We were making wine, small batches of wine, making with grape varieties we didn't normally grow. We didn't really have a home per se in the Mount Boucherie portfolio because they were just so, outside of our box. And so we had this brilliant idea of making house wines that don't taste like house wines, but will complement the food that's being prepared at a modest butcher. And so that's where the whole concept of it began. So we really highlighted kind of styles of wine that myself and the winemaking team love, and using grape varieties that we were able to source from some of our neighbors and some pretty cool little areas down in the South Okanagan. And that's kind of every year it's a different batch, different blend of different wines, and I'm really excited for this most
No
current
kidding. This is
release.
the third vintage, and I know one thing for a fact, that Mount Boucherie, they there were times in their production where they had lakes of wine. They had, because they have so much acreage. If it's one of those years where everything works, there is going to be way too much fluid hanging around. And so, can you trade those wines off for something that you'd like to get your hands on?
Well, we try to do everything from the grape stage. So, I mean, we would be doing some horse trading with grapes versus with finished wines. But in particular, I mean, we went to our friends down at Quail's Gate this past year, and begged them and cajoled them into getting us some of their Chenin Blanc, their prize Chenin Blanc from East Kelowna. And so that's one of our wines this year in 2021. This a wine that we call Steam Down So Long.
Okay, so now Steam Down So Long. I look at that. You guys are having fun with your labels. Steam Down So Long is the start of a blues song, and the blues song goes, "Been down so long, it looks like up to me." Is that where that came from?
Well, yeah, I mean, the lyric definitely played into the way it was phrased, but it was really, we wanted to be cheeky bastards on on calling it Steen as opposed to Chenin Blanc. We didn't want to take away some of the steam from Quail's Gate, so we decided to call it Steen, sort of in honor of the South Africa version of Chenin Blanc. Being down so long really refers to, to COVID and what we've been sort of going through since the Modest Butcher opened. The day we opened, or we were scheduled to open, we were shut down. Like, the entire country was shut down. So we've never lived, this winery has never lived outside of COVID. And so this year we wanted to just sort of, with this wine, just sort of identify that, hey, this is we've been down long, but now we're back up, and this wine's going to help refresh your palate while you're doing it.
But I love the story. See, I love the stories behind this, because I know it's East Kelowna, inspired by the wines of Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, aged in lees, puncheons, 90 days before blending. So you gave it a lot of love, and it shows in the bottle. What's the price point on it?
That one's $28.
Okay. He's just guessing, friends. He's just guessing. He doesn't really know.
You do this to me every single time.
Well, that's.
I actually wrote it down this time, so I know for a fact it's $28.
Okay, fine. The 2021 Steen Down So Long Chenin Blanc, beautifully fresh from Modest Wines. How about we go to the top of the thing? The Elder Vicar, the 2021 Elder Vicar, a noble blend from the Lazy River Vineyard in South Coston, and I have fished as I went by there.
Oh yeah, it's a freaking magical spot there, and you know that for a fact. It reminds me of Europe. Like, it's just got, the mountains are so close to the valley itself. Like, it's very steep slopes. The cold, icy river running through the middle, it's just teeming with fish. I hope you caught one that day. And it really is just a beautiful, beautiful spot. Very reminiscent of Europe and Alsace and Germany and all that kind of stuff. So
No. You brought up a tough point, a very tender point. Rhys Pender caught a fish. John Weber caught a fish. Mark Filoteau caught a fish. I did not. So thank you very much for the remembering. How long did it take to get the blend right of this? Because this is a noble blend, the Elder Vicar. Riesling, Gewurztraminer, Muscat, and Pinot Gris, starting with the 50% of Riesling.
So the whole thing was done as a co-ferment and a field blend. So basically we're taking all the grapes in from the vineyard at the same time. And, you know, we kind of isolate wines or grape varieties that we wanted to go into certain blends if they're going into a blend. And the Riesling and Gewurztraminer at Lazy River, which is our south Similkameen Valley vineyard,
sure,
they're right close to each other and located really close to. So it was an easy pick for that one. We were able to pick two rows side by side.
Wow.
And then the Pinot Gris was a little bit further down the block. It's a little more southern on the block and faces southerly. So it was picked the same day, but just, you know, in a different batch.
So the Muscat from where?
The Muscat's coming from Oliver, actually, from over in the Okanagan Valley, and it's a small little vineyard that we contracted from there. And it all came in the same day onto the crush pad, and then we just processed them all together, and then, of course, Damn. They were just all fermented together.
So 50% Riesling, 28% Gewurztraminer, 15% Muscat, and 14% Pinot Gris. The Muscat, 15, is fantastic nose, of course. The price point is $24.99, or as you would say, $25?
Yeah, $25. Everything, all of this entire line is sort of between $25 and $30, so really reasonable price point.
Jeff Hundertmark, moving him along about the Modest Wines that he is releasing, the third vintage, Modest Wine Co. They came out April 1. Eye of the Partridge, your Pinot Noir Rosé, beautiful color. Actually, that's the Eye of the Partridge is part of the title.
Eye of the Partridge basically is just... They call it that because it's the color of the partridge bird that around its untimely death before it gets onto our plates.
That's nice.
Its eyes go this beautiful pink color.
That's nice. That's really nice. That's a nice sell point from the marketing department. South Coston.
It's heartwarming, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Heartwarming.
I wrote that South Coston. On Skins for... Now, here's the deal. I saw your note that said on Skins for mere minutes, 2 hours and 5 minutes. And then I saw another article that said 8 hours, 5 minutes, and 24 seconds. Can you tell me how long those skins were around to get that color?
Yes, it's somewhere in between both of them. I'll tell you the difference between this one and previous vintages, because we did the Eye of the Partridge last year as well.
Sure.
And the difference between them is that this year, with the smoke effect down south,
sure,
we had to go basically direct to press on everything. So normally we would do a Sanier method where we're letting the grapes sort of sit on their skins and the juice sort of dripping out of them in a slow process and just do it the Sanier method, the bleeding method. This one was done direct to press. So those grapes went into the press. We gave it a little light squeeze and just let the juice drip out of there.
Sure.
And the reason being is we didn't want to have any of the ash or smoke taint that would be on the skins to sort of bleed into the wine too much. So we didn't have to worry about, any of those flavors. So a lot of the wines from 2021 are going to be done that way.
Well, I'm happy to report that I never thought about smoke in any of it. It was clean. It was dry. Lots of minerality.
Mm, yeah.
Raspberry, strawberry, herbs, citrus, minerality. And it came in at a beautiful $24.99. Eye of the Partridge.
I'm probably wrong.
Pinot Noir Rosé 2021 from... Modest Wine, the man who knows so well, Jeff Hundertmark, who made it, actually. Mount Boucherie, Ross Wine Co., and Modest Wines. One more here, one more white. The Grave Robber.
So we're stealing the idea from Grave in Bordeaux, using, the traditional Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend. This one is was done a separate fermentation, so the Sauvignon Blanc, which comes from Naramata, about 57% of the blend is from Sauvignon Blanc. And that was done all in stainless steel.
Oh, man.
Ferment and, and was, age.
It's fantastic. It's exactly where I live. That's I love the texture. I love the weight. I love the spice, the melon, the herbs. I love the price. $27.99. 57% Sauv Blanc. And the 43 Sem is perfect. It's perfect.
It works, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does.
What would you pair it with?
Oh, geez. Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe just a little bit of seafood, maybe some mussels.
Okay.
Sitting on the deck. Maybe if you can get them right on the shore and just do a clam bake, something like that.
What would you pair with your Chenin Blanc?
With the Chenin. Ooh. Chenin I like drinking actually on its own. But it's actually a wine that really holds up well. It's actually really, really crisp and refreshing. So it works really well with oily fishes, tuna, and obviously salmon would be a really good match as well.
Halibut. All right.
You know what? I just love it on its own.
What would you pair with the Pinot Rosé?
Rosé?
Yep.
Again, on its own, I would think, some fruit, maybe like a charcuterie platter, some deli meats, that sort of thing would be really nice. Nice salty cheeses.
How about the Elder Vicar, that noble blend?
That one is, that one's for late nights by the campfire. That one's just, that one is a beautiful precursor to the evening.
All right. I said it was a two-parter, and we're going to do just that. Jeff Hundertmark is the sommelier and winemaker at Mont Boucherie, Rush Wine Co. and Modest Wines. We're talking about the releases of Modest Wine, the third vintage out April the 1st, the Elder Vicar, the Grave Robber, Eye of the Partridge, Pinot Noir Rosé, the Steen Down So Long, the Chenin Blanc. When we come back, the Sangiovese and the Crimson Crusader, the gorgeous Carmenere, right after this. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Just a word about Michaela Morris's writing in Decanter Magazine. She called British Columbia's Syrah Canada's rising star and included her top 15 BC Syrah wines to try, including Moon Cursor Syrah 2019 at 90 points. Moon Cursor are delighted to let you know that the Tasting Room reopens April the 20th. Details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Pleased to announce that Tasting Room hours will continue starting April the 6th. The wine shop hours are daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the bistro at Hillside Winery will also open on April the 6th. Spring hours, Wednesday to Sunday, 5 to 9 p.m. with indoor and outdoor dinner service. And takeout available from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. Welcome back, Tasting Room Radio. Terry David Mulligan, head winemaker, Jeff Hundertmark, Mont Boucherie, Rust Wine Co., and Modest Wines. And he's featuring the new releases of Modest Wines for this vintage year, third year that they've been making them. Very, very, very interesting wines. There's just not a lot of people doing this and having the guts to do it and stand by it. And it all stems from the Modest Butcher Kitchen at the winery at Mont Boucherie. And the thing about it is I have one hand tied behind my back because I've never been in the room and I've never really tasted the food in there. And I bet you have. You do it for research. I keep thinking, how wonderful would it be to have this as a wine list when you walk in? So I'm going to head for the reds now, if that's okay with you.
Sounds great to me.
I love, and I did love last year and the year before, by Jove, the Sangiovese, with just a little bit of Merlot and Cap Franc in there, as a matter of fact. But
yeah,
how many Sangioveses are actually made, in Okanagan and in Canada? Do you know?
Oh, boy. I would say, gosh, there's got to be maybe two, maybe three tops. There's not a whole lot of Sangio in the valley for sure. We have a small vineyard down in Oliver on the Black Sage Bench that we've contracted to grow the Sangio and the Carmenere for us, and they just do a fantastic job. I don't know what they do in the vineyard that's so special, but it's definitely, it has a really, you know, big smoky style, that barbecue grilled kind of character to it, and it just is a absolutely perfect. It was the perfect wine to choose to go with the steaks at the Modest Butcher.
Is that the Ferrera Vineyard right at the top of the Black Sage?
Yeah.
Road? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Very passionate winemakers and growers. And well done on the Sangiovese. Barrel aged 14 months.
Well, in 2020, we probably, I'm trying to remember the harvest date, but I think it was somewhere around the third week of September.
Okay, okay.
So not overly long, but just, you don't want it to be, like those are these grape varieties, you don't want them to be too overripe because then they really get into that cooked fruit. We want it to remain kind of fresh red fruit versus, you know, darker fruit or dried fruits. So, you know, letting it hang longer only really accentuates more black fruit and more dried fruit character. So we wanted to pick it still pretty young.
Hey, Jeff, Black Sage.
Yep.
Spice, cassis, really, really incredibly ripe black fruit. Boom, right between the eyeballs. It's fantastic. The 2020, by Jove, Sangiovese from Modest Wine Co. At the price point again, sir?
That one's $30.
$29.99, to be precise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
To be precise.
Never mind. Tasting Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan, head winemaker, Jeff Hundertmark, Mount Boucherie, Rust Wine Co. And he's featuring the new releases of Modest Wines for this vintage year, third year that they've been making them. If there's one wine that I like even more than Sangiovese, it's Carmenere. I'm crazy about Carmenere. The Crimson Crusader, the 2020, the Crime Fighter.
Yep.
Black Sage Bench. Well, that's where it should be grown. Whole cluster. Do you always want that spice in your Carmenere?
You know what? I do. I love that part of it, but it's really what the grape's presenting to me. I don't intentionally go out to get it spicy, but you know what? It really shows that. So I'm going to say yes, it's fully intentional.
I said spicy, but I really meant pepper. I mean, I love that white pepper. I love that whole pepper thing that goes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing else like it. French neutral oak, 14 months with 15% new. What does the 15% new give you?
Just a little bit of that that vanilla and a little bit of that toasted character, really. It doesn't, the wine itself doesn't need a whole lot of oak flavor. It's got so much character to it to begin with. You know, it's we call it our pizza wine. It's really, you know, it's a wine that it kind of resembles bell peppers and some deli meats and obviously some spice and some herb. It's really got it's like biting into a deluxe pizza. It's just delicious.
I love that.
Absolutely delicious.
Yes, I love that. That's sell that one to the marketing team.
Yeah, exactly.
I see a mention of the fact that that you're helping to preserve the life of Carmenere in the Okanagan, actually in Canada. Is it being threatened?
It's not grown a lot. There's only in Canada, there's only, oh gosh, I can't even remember the number of acres, but I believe it's about 7% is what we produce.
Wow.
That we're producing. The wine or the grape variety itself, you know, as you know, when it left France, it went, made its way over into Chile.
Yeah.
And, it was really just a kind of a fluke. Cause I think they thought it was Merlot at the time. And it was a fluke that it was even saved and we're really happy that it has. So it's something that, you know, obviously, didn't do well in Europe. As you know, as a namesake, but did really well in South America, and it's made its way up here. A couple people are growing it. I know Black Hills has got an amazing Carmenere.
Yeah.
There's a couple other guys as well, but I'm really happy with it. It's something that we've always blended away into Summit or into something else. Really happy this year to be able to offer it as a 100% varietal because it is delicious.
And it's
I can honestly say yes. I'm very proud of that one.
Yeah, you should be too, because I'm crazy about it. It's barbecue season. Think Carmenere.
Yeah.
Think about it. Just think about it. Just take a steak or whatever you want to do. I want to wrap this up with your spirit of experimentation and risk-taking. And you also are paying homage to other regions of the world. It's an interesting journey that you have taken with your team. How are we reacting to it? Are we buying in the story? Are we following along with this narrative?
Well, absolutely. With the Modest Wines in particular, you know what? We probably have to keep upping the volume every year. We started out making probably 200 to 300 cases of each of these, Elder Victor in the first year, Grave Robber in the second year, By Jove in the second year. They were small lots, 200 to 300 cases. We're now, like Grave Robber, we're up to about 1,000 cases because it is just so popular. Elder Victor is about 700 cases. It's just flies off the shelf. In fact, it's a wine that we quite often are run out of before the end of the summer. The rosé as well, super popular. The reds are our mainstays in our restaurants. So those are ones we'll always have in the restaurant because they go so well with our grills.
Okay, how long do I have to wait before we can have a conversation about the Mount Boucherie releases?
We can have them whenever you want.
No, I don't. We can't do two weeks of Jeff Hundred Mark. For God's sake.
No, let's do it. Let's do it again in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or.
Okay. I'll do my homework. Okay.
Sounds good.
This is fantastic. What's your website?
Mountboucherie.com, mtboucherie.com.
What's the price point on the Carmenere?
That's 30 as well.
Okay. What's the price point on the Noble Blend? No, I can't do that. I can't go back and do them all over again. That's not fair. Have yourself a great spring, summer. I want to walk through the front door and sit down and have something to eat with you at the Modest Butcher. I'm dying to do it.
I can't wait for your visit.
Thank you very much, Jeff Hundred Mark. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Pleased to announce that Tasting Room hours will continue starting April the 6th. The wine shop hours are daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the bistro at Hillside Winery will also open on April the 6th, spring hours, Wednesday to Sunday, 5 to 9 p.m., with indoor and outdoor dinner service. And takeout available from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca.